Wesley Lamb, player of the season, finally. It's been about time.
Yeah, it's been 9 years waiting for it. It's nice, obviously, to get the accolade to be voted by the fans. It's a great achievement for myself and my family. You know, to be up there with Johnny House and Grant Holter's won it 3 times. I'm delighted with it.
Would you say it's been your best season at Norwich City?
I don't know. Obviously, as a team, it hasn't been the best season for us. You know, our main aim at the start of the season was to get promoted, and we didn't do that. And but obviously, over the few years, you know, it's been good. But obviously, this year hasn't been.
To sign it off though today, and certainly with the Player of the Season award, with 2 goals and 2 assists, it's ideal.
Yeah, it's a perfect way to end it. You know, to get a clean sheet as well, and especially for John to get his clean sheet and stand ovation he got. You know, he deserved a good send-off. You know, he's been here 7 years at the club, and he's pulled a lot of great saves off, and he'll be remembered for a long time.
Yeah, sure, the players must have been keen to give John that kind of send-off as well.
Yeah, as well. You know, it was a nice touch by Russ to ring him up during the week to make him captain for the game, and, you know, John would have really appreciated that. And, you know, we're a good unit in there, a good squad, and... hopefully now is today we won 4-0, hopefully we can kick on for next season.
Yeah, that's the key, isn't it, finally put a line under this season now, and how hungry are you guys to make up for this next year?
Yeah, of course. You know, we knew it was a bad season for us, and it only makes us hungrier to do well next season, with the new manager obviously going to come in, and a few ideas he's going to have and change it around, and we look forward to it.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks. Thank you.
Right, paper, next season, you obviously desperate to still be a part of it. I mean, you're contracted for next season. Yeah. Well, it promises it could be a huge season for you, couldn't it, basically?
Hopefully, yes, my 10th season. You know, the hunger's still there, and you know, I want to do well. So hopefully, you know, with the new manager coming in, he'll have new ideas, new ambitions. So hopefully we'll all push in the right direction and get promoted next season.
Well, I mean, when you see players like John, who's been around here, you know, forever, it feels like, and so many other players that are moving on, what do they do for you? Because you look at those guys moving on, and yourself, you want to still be a part of it?
Yeah, of course. You know, Norwich is a great place, a great club. You know, the fans are fantastic, and you know, want to be a part of it. And you know, with me, Russ here now, has been here the longest. It's hard to see the lads go, you know, because John and Ryan, Stephen Whittaker, you know, they were sadly missed.
What it means, of course, is new guys will be coming in, and you've had a bit of that this year, I suppose, with Pritchard, and obviously James Manson has had a bit of time.
Yeah.
That's going to be some battle if everyone's still there next year.
Yeah, it's great. You know, you look at us, you know, I think we scored 96 goals this season or something like that, you know, something crazy, and you know, to score so many goals, we've got so many talent up the top end of the pitch, and you know, if we can get it right the other end, you know, that means from defender from the front, you know, we'll have a good season.
Yeah, defensively, I know you're a forward, so but it's defending as a team, isn't it? And
yeah,
that, if you put it down to why it didn't work this season.
Yeah, you can't just blame defenders, you can't blame keeper, you just, you know, it's a whole team that's, you know, defending. And it's just, you know, basic areas of cost is probably this season, you know.
I asked Russ on Friday, how tough this season has been in terms of his time here. How about for you? Because, I mean, that first season you were here was pretty tough, obviously under Glenn and when...
That was one of the toughest, you know. I was in and out of the team with Glenn, and it was disappointing. Obviously, first season, I thought, you know, coming here to get promoted, and we ended up getting relegated, you know. But sometimes you need that to, you know, give you a kick up the backside and push on more and make you more determined to do well. And you know, it's been pretty good. If I had 3 or 4 promotions, you know, been in the Premier League for 4 years, it's been a fantastic 9 years, and hopefully, you know, to finish on a high next season, my 10th season, to get promoted.
You mentioned sort of the other attacking players and how many goals, how much fun you've had this season. How does this team compare in terms of going forward, and how enjoyable that is to play in, the likes of Paul Lambert's team and previous Norwich teams you've played in?
Yeah, obviously, you know, scoring a lot of goals, you know, it's great because you get chances, you know, people are making great runs, and it's a great squad of players, and you know, but we look forward to next season, you know, with Pritch at the end of the last 10 games coming into form, really playing well. There's James that's going to do really well. Josh today was brilliant, and he's been playing really well the last 5 games. So we've got a lot of talent, and we just got to obviously, you know, work together as a team.
In Russ's press conference the other day, he spoke about how some of the older professionals, your job is to guide these younger players.
Yeah.
How do you enjoy that side of it?
Yeah, I do enjoy it, because it's nice, you know, to tell James or Pritch, you know, what to do, or as in like in a training ground and stuff like that. It's great to work with these players because you know, they've got all the build in the world and they can go far in the game.
What pleases you more, the two goals or the two assists? Because that takes you double figures, does it?
Double figures. I said, and then Cam obviously assists me at the end, and he says that's for giving him loads of assists this season. So it was nice to get an assist off Cam.
How difficult over the summer is it going to be? Because I guess you know as much as anyone, whoever the manager or head coach is, that can determine so much of what your season's going to be like.
Yeah, we're all playing for places now because, you know, new manager comes in. We all need to, you know, obviously go out there and give 100%. No one's job is safe at the moment because he has different ideas, you know. And we all got to come pre-season ready to go and ready for a season championship.
There's obviously a bit of uncertainty, but there's also a bit of excitement.
Yeah, of course. It's, you know, obviously with Alex gone and obviously Alan's come in and done a great job. So with the new manager coming in, it's going to be good for the boys. You know, we'll welcome a new manager come in and you know, listen to his ideas.
One more, Liz. In terms of next season, are you at the point where you would accept not playing every week and you accept that what you've got might not be? I mean, it's been an interesting few, difficult question, I know, but it's been an interesting few weeks, isn't it, with Alex Pritchard coming in?
Yeah, you know, Alex done brilliant. He's really blossomed in that role, and yeah, you know, listen, I know that I'm coming on to me, you know, my age, but I have the hunger there to do well. You know, I'm not going to say, oh, you can have my place in the team. You know, I'm going to obviously work hard, and he'll work hard as well, like anybody on the team. We want to work hard, we want to work together, we want to win games. So you know, if it's a little part or a big part, I'm more than happy.
I mean, you two both being in the squad, you could properly push each other on, couldn't you?
Yes, of course.
Exciting,
yeah, you know what I mean? Like, his young legs will drive me on. So it's nice that a player in his position, and even James coming through as well. James, he's got real quality, you see in training every day. And to have them two number 10s in our squad, it's brilliant.
Okay, I lied, I've got one more. The player of the season award, where does that rank? Is that the proudest moment that you've had at the club?
Yes, because obviously I hadn't won it before, and obviously I've been 9 years and Grant Hall kept winning it on me, but it's a pleasure to lose to Grant. But you know, it's up there definitely with my Norwich career. You know, it's a great accolade to win, and you know, it's a great achievement.
Well done, Wes.